self-propelled one that's, you know, probably 40 years old type of thing. You know, got a lot of life out of it, and decided to go battery operated. And I tell you, if you ever, I'm not sure how much hay you got to cut, but I tell you, that's the cat's meow. I then proceeded to get one of those whippersnippers that are also battery operated with, you know, the lithium battery packs and stuff, and I tell you, that's just the cat's meow. Don't have to worry about gas, don't worry about belts or any of that kind of stuff. I really quite like it, and I'm thinking, why didn't I do this years ago? But I think the technology has gotten a lot better here now. So don't feel guilty if you, you know, you can't get that more going. At, it's okay to transition to the battery operated. I just hope the battery operated ones last as long as these, you know, the older, the Sears and the, you know, the Mastercraft and all the other kind of lawnmowers. This one I think was from 1995, so definitely, actually I think it was before 1995, but it definitely gave me a lot of years of use out of it, and I could probably fix it and get it going, but it was a good excuse to go a little bit more green, or...
Yeah, I copy that. No, I got a fair bit of turf for a town lot. You know, I'm on the corner, and this particular lot, the company had bought the entire block from my house down to the west end of the street, and there were six lots, and they resurveyed them into five. But a corner lot, I've got, well, 55-some-odd feet, 60 feet in the front, aiming back to the back, and I forget what my back one is. It's got to be 200 and some odd feet across, and from behind the house, it's got to be 40, 45 feet, maybe 50, I don't know. So yeah, there's a lot of grass to cut, and then I got to patch over in the little wedge in the corner. So it takes a while, and I got a new whippersnapper. I've got two old ones that are, one you can't buy a battery for, the other one's an iCAD, which you can rebuild.
Activity time out.
Saskatchewan Reflector 9300. Link disconnected.